Today on episode number 325 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we're going to talk about, are you talking at your audience or to your audience?
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in today. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting as I give you the information to create a successful podcast. Now, speaking of creating a successful podcast, there is one place on the internet that has everything you need to create a successful podcast, and that place is schoolofpodcasting.com. Just a quick note that everything I talk about on today's show, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/325. I'm doing something different right now. You'll notice that I'm not stammering like I normally do. I'm not slipping in those ums and you knows like I often do. And that's because I'm reading this. However, I wrote this like I talk. That is why I want that. See, it's not as easy as you think. That is what I want to talk to you about today. I received questions this week from two people who are looking to grow their audience. They were disappointed that they're not getting as much interaction on their website, and they're wishing their numbers are higher. Now, that's the opening of the show. I am done. I have a couple other quick notes here. Let me read you my notes. Being yourself, connecting with your audience, be yourself, influence is lost if they meet you, podcasters roundtable, talking at versus to, teaching item, tell them, don't forget why, explain why they will benefit and why. That's my notes. And so, I don't want to say I'm winging it. I have a good idea of what I'm going to talk about, but I have always said podcasting is a time-shifted conversation, meaning I say something today, and then maybe you listen to this next week, and maybe you leave a comment out at our blog at schoolofpodcasting.com. Maybe you call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Maybe you use the speak pipe thing on the right-hand side. Maybe you email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. However it is, you hear me today, or I'm sorry, I'm recording this today. You listen to this whenever. And I then respond to you via email, via voicemail, via on the podcast. It's a time-shifted conversation because right now, don't tell the other people that might be listening. Right now, I'm just talking to you. Just you and me, okay? And so that's what I want to talk about today is the people that were saying, you know, I'm on episode, 10, I'm on episode 15. I've made it past the 7 episode doom and gloom step, but I'm not where I think I should be. And I'm still working with these people because I need the answer to be, well, number one, how are you going to define podcast success? I'm very happy today. I do a podcast called Feeding My Faith, and I just looked at it. I just put out a new episode, and within 24 hours, I had 85 downloads. Now, that's nowhere near 1,000. That's not where 100 or 200 or 500 or whatever. But you know what? When I used to do sermons at a church that I attended, I had about 50 people in the audience. So I'm getting 85 within 24 hours. And within the next probably couple weeks, that'll be up to about 200. I'm completely ecstatic about that. I'm not looking to make money with that podcast. I'm just looking to share my faith and answer questions about God in general. So you might want to ask yourself, what is going to be determined? How are you going to know when your podcast is a success? And that goes back to the original question of why? Why are you podcasting? Because if you don't understand why, you're never going to make it through the how. You have to have that passion. You have to be able to do this for free for a while because it's going to take a while. It's going to take 6 months to a year to really build that audience. And the other thing I like to point out is make sure that you're talking to your audience and not at them. Not at them. I'll give you an example. If we go back to a sermon example, the church I attend to now, at the end of the reason I like this church, and this has nothing to do with religion, but it just explains to me what makes a good presentation. The pastor doesn't call them sermons. He calls them teachings. And he talks very normal, for lack of a better phrase. He says things like, you know, ticked off, and, you know, he doesn't cuss or anything like that in the sermon, but he talks just like you and I talk. And at the end of the sermon, he goes, did you get anything out of this today? And maybe that's something we should all be asking ourselves at the end of the podcast. Did you get anything out of this podcast? The one podcast, I'm not going to name any names in this episode because they're kind of half clients of mine. And I've asked her numerous times, what do you want people to do with this information? Because I listen to it and it's almost like a play. And by the way, this is all my opinion today. This is not fact, but it's again a conversation between me and you. And it's very scripted, and it's almost like a 60 minutes kind of thing where this person will set up a clip of an interview and then they'll play a little bit of the interview. So you're eavesdropping. That's kind of fun to listen to other people's conversations. And then she'll say another thing and then play another little clip. And at the end, that's it. And so you are, it's not really, when she's talking about the clip, she's explaining what's coming up. And it's again, it's not really directed to the audience. It's her commentary on the interview. And at the end, I kind of go, well, okay, but what am I supposed to do with this? And that podcast doesn't really do anything for me. And so that's kind of part of it. I always say, look at the podcast you listen to and then reverse engineer them and go, why do I like this podcast? And I'll give you an example of one where people aren't talking to me, but I still really like the podcast. And it's a podcast called the WP Plugins, basically WordPress Plugins A to Z. You can find it at WP Plugins, that's with an S, A-T-O-Z.com. And that's my friend Marcus Couch and this other guy named John. Now, they're not talking to their audience, but they do occasionally address them because most of the time Marcus is talking to John and John is talking to Marcus. And then they'll say, and if you are doing this, you're probably going to like this. And so they occasionally turn just like, I was going to say Saved by the Bell. Oh, boy, that's a bad example. But remember when Zach used to turn to the camera and talk to the camera and Saved by the Bell? They kind of do that. Yeah, Marcus, your podcast is like Saved by the Bell. You're welcome. And so, but the point is there, it's if you have a good rapport with somebody, I enjoy listening to podcasts with co-hosts and things like that. But even at the end of that, they have given me information, in this case, in the form of plugins that I may or may not go play with. And so that is one of the things. Are you talking to your audience or are you talking at them? And if you want to connect with people, you kind of have to talk to them. Because if you go watch a play, if you watch a presentation, at the end, they kind of like, and that's it. And you haven't really connected with it. You've given them information. And if you've given them information that they appreciate and they need and something they can do something with, they can improve themselves. Maybe you made them laugh. Maybe you made them cry. Maybe you made them think. Maybe you made them groan. Maybe you gave them a tool, something that they're going to go, wow, thank you so much. I want to know more from this person because they seem to know what they're doing. Now, in the case of, if you're not doing something that's educational, if you're not doing something, what if you're just talking? Well, that's fine. But again, talk to your audience. And this is where I'm going to voice, I've always said, it's okay if you want to read your podcast. You can do that. I don't recommend it because I was listening to one of these podcasts this weekend and my wife was listening as well. And she goes, he's reading that. And I went out to his website while I was listening to it, and I started reading along. And he was reading his show notes verbatim. And my wife thought I was psychic all of a sudden, because all of a sudden I knew exactly what he was going to say. And I go, yeah, he is reading this. And he did eventually go off reading show notes. And when he did, it was very interesting. I'm just saying there are people in radio that spend years practicing reading things so they don't sound like they're being read to, because if you're reading to me, then it's not a conversation, in my opinion. Even though you may be reading what you would have said, I will say this. I have had a couple episodes transcribed, and we're going to talk about that in the future as well. And the one thing I learned, as soon as I got the transcriptions back, and it was written out exactly like I spoke, I do not speak like I write, and I do not write like I speak. So consequently, if you are reading something, you are reading something that you wrote, and you don't write like you speak, and you don't speak like you write. So consequently, it's typically pretty obvious that you're reading. Now, I do a podcast for a company where they send me a script. And in theory, I could read that, and as much as I try to add voice inflection and I try to add dramatic pauses, I'm pretty sure it still sounds like I'm reading the information. So what I do is I read their script like 3 times, and I try to get really familiar with the topic and what they're trying to do. And then I, to a certain extent, ad lib a little. So again, I'm talking to my audience, not at them. And I don't know if I'm hoping I'm making sense, because a play, if you think about it, if you go to a play and there are people on stage, they are talking at the audience, but they're actually, in theory, probably in the play, in the act, talking to each other, but not at the audience. And if you want to connect with the audience, you have to talk to them. Now, the other thing I want to point out, I believe this was in that book I was talking about last week about branding, and it mentioned the fact that you want to be yourself. And I've had people that have kind of chuckled when I talk about it. I unfortunately more than occasionally have typos on my website because I'm usually in too big of a hurry. And I've also, I believe sometimes they're just, WordPress weasels that come along and publish the previous version, not the latest version. Let me stop a second and clarify that. What I do a lot, and I think this is how I'm shooting myself in the foot, I will have my page where I'm typing it in, fixing my typos, and I will then right click and say, open, preview this in a new window. So I will see it and I'll say, oh, okay. And then I will go back and edit some more. And then preview, I'll open it again in a new window. And the problem is I think I have so many windows going on, and some of them with multiple edits, that in the end, WordPress has no idea which version I'm going on. And in the process, when I click save, I'm saving an older version than a newer version. So that would be a tip for today. If you're going to edit your show notes, stick with one window. Don't go too crazy with the multiple tab thing. So this person had mentioned to me that in a way it's kind of my charm. Kind of disappointing that my charm is my typos, but okay. Because I obviously I'm saying I want to help you create a successful podcast. And one of the things you got to do is learn how not to have typos in your show notes. So do as I say, not as I do. But part of that though, is he's saying that's part of kind of what's you. And that's the other thing I want to talk about is being yourself. And what this book talks about is how would you feel if you've listened to 324 previous episodes of my podcast, and then you pick up the phone and you call me and I call you back, and all of a sudden I sound like this. Hey, it's Dave from the School of Podcasting. What's going on, man? And you go, wow, you sound so different on the phone. What are you talking about, man? Hey, well, that's not how I talk. I talk like this. So being yourself. So, cause I really, when I go back and I listen to the episode where I was playing the guitar at the end, I go, ooh, that's kind of just goofy. I was being kind of goofy there. And I probably should have cut that out. It's not the most professional thing. And I'm singing the podcast blues. And I'm like, you know what? But I was being myself. I was being myself. And in the end, you want to be yourself so that if somebody does meet you, and let's say you are promoting your service, or maybe you've written a book, or maybe you are a nonprofit, when people meet you, they kind of already feel like they know you. And if all of a sudden you're completely different, they're going to be like, well, I really trusted this guy. I really trusted this woman because I listened to her podcast. But it turns out when I met her, she was nothing like the podcast. And so now they kind of feel like they had the wool pulled over their eyes. And now when they hear you say something on the podcast, hey, I really like this book, you know, you ought to go check it out. And they go, well, you know what? I guess he's, you know, your credibility gets shot in the foot. So be yourself. Don't worry if you're not like somebody else that does a podcast like you. Not everybody's going to like that person. And you know what? Here's another thing that's hard to get a grasp on. Not everybody's going to like you either. That drives me crazy. How can you not like me? Come on. I'm fun. I'm goofy. But some people don't like Goofy. Oh, hard to believe. I don't think Donald Duck liked Goofy, now that I think about it. But be yourself. Talk to your audience. And if you're yourself and they like you, you're going to make that connection. Now, if your podcast is geared towards adults, there's something you really have to throw in here. And as a teacher for 20 years, I actually specialized in adult education as well as technical education. You have to explain why. You have to adults. You can go 1 + 1 = 2 to children. They'll be like, all right, I'm down with that. You go say that to a bunch of adults, 1 + 1 = 2, and they're going to go, well, why is that? Can you explain a little more about that? It's just the way we are because we have experience under our belt. And maybe what you're saying, maybe what you're teaching isn't really jiving with our past experience. So you have to explain why. And then the other thing you have to do sometimes, the old teaching kind of style is you tell them what you're going to tell them, then you tell them, and then you just tell them what you told them. That's the whole teaching kind of motto, creed, whatever. But what you also have to do sometimes is you have to tell them what your podcast just did for them. Today, I'm helping you connect with your audience. And now is a great time to be podcasting, by the way. As I do this, by the time you listen to this, it's October. And guess what? That's the beginning, in my opinion, of podcasting season. Why? Because it's going to start getting cold here on the East Coast. And when it gets cold, people hop on their computers because I don't want to drive because it's nasty out. It's cold out. I'm just going to stay inside. And let's see, I could watch really crappy Honey Boo Boo reality TV, or I can get on my computer and listen to podcasts. So welcome to podcasting season. And sometimes you have to tell people what you just did for them. They may have already figured that out, but you could say, hey, I just saved you time. I just help you understand how to create better content. I'm telling you how to connect with your audience, and it's simply talk to them, not at them. Now what? Now that's easy to say when it's a podcast like this, where it's just me and you. But what if you have co-hosts? What if you have a panel and you're talking about This Week in Jelly, right? This Week in Jelly, you know, we've got new grape and whatever flavors. And so you've got the people talking about their favorite jellies and their jams, which is better, jelly or jam. That debate always comes back up, right? And Joe is such a jam guy, and Jay is the jelly dude. And you've got that whole interactive going on. Nobody's talking to the audience. But the key to that is when you have multiple people, if you have a great connection, if you have a chemistry, when I listen to Keith and the girl, now, Keith is a funny guy, keithandthegirl.com, by the way, but Keith and his co-host, Hemda, Keith and Hemda, and then they have some sidekicks that kind of kick in, and everybody there has a great interaction there. That's entertaining to listen to each other play each off of each other. So that is entertaining. Even though you're not talking to me, you're talking about something, a topic I like, in an entertaining fashion. So I listen to No Agenda at noagendashow.com. It's Adam Curry, John C. Dvorak. They talk to each other, unscripted. Same thing with WordPress plugins A to Z, unscripted. They have an outline of what they want to talk about, but they're talking to each other. But in that case of No Agenda Show, again, it is information that I can't get any place else. it's information that I can use, in this case, to understand that the government is full of caca poo-poo and that I should turn off my TV. But they also address their audience. They in this case, they take donations. And everybody that donates, they thank them personally on their show. They're talking to their audience. They're saying how to interact with the show. There's a live chat show, so they're building community there. They're interacting with their audience on the chat because they've got a lot of listeners. I realize if you just start out and you've got 60 downloads per episode, your chat window is going to be kind of empty probably. But nonetheless, you can interact with your audience via email, via voicemail, via comments. So my advice is, I understand talking in front of people is the number one fear of all fears for human beings. And it's weird to talk to nobody. I'm in a room right now staring at a Microsoft Word document with a little bit of notes. But trust me when I say I see you. I see you right now in my mind, and I see you right now, and you're shaking your head up and down and going, yeah, Dave, I see you too. I get this. All right, I got it. I'm ready to start a podcast. Dave, where do I sign up? Right? Yeah, I get it. Connecting with people. And it takes a little practice. I always tell people to record a couple test shows. Because it does. It's weird talking to yourself, man. Especially when the voices in your head don't come back, right? So my advice is to talk to your audience, not at them. All right, next up, want to talk about just a couple quick ways you can promote your podcast. So if you're not happy with your numbers, I have always said this and I'm going to say it again. So for those of you that regularly listen, feel free to roll your eyes. I'm not offended. Podcast promotion comes down to a couple quick steps. Number one, figure out who your audience is. Now, you should have done that when you were planning your podcast. That's part of it, because now I know who I'm talking to, because you have that picture of who is going to listen. Then figure out where they are, where they go, where they sleep, where they shop, whatever they do. Find out where they are. Step three, most important step, go there. Go there and be friends with them. Step four, tell them about your podcast, whether it be a business card, whether it be a sample CD, whether it be a booklet, a pamphlet, a sample USB drive, whatever. Figure out who your audience is. Figure out where they are. Go make friends with them. Tell them about your podcast. And so one of the ways, but there are other ways you can kind of just tell people about your podcast without doing anything. And one of those is your signature. If you go into Google under settings, you can have a signature where you could put Dave Jackson and then underneath of it, put www.schoolofpodcasting.com. And then underneath of it, put, you know, see us in iTunes. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. There you go. You would be surprised how many people click on the links in a signature, and it didn't cost you anything. Because in theory, if you're emailing people back and forth, they're going to get to know you. They may or may not be your target audience, but you've already told them about your podcast, and you've made it easy to find. So when I hear people are disappointed with their numbers, the first thing I'm going to say is your podcast in your signature? Because that's a no-brainer. Then from there, I'm going to say, do you have any kind of business cards that have like a reason to listen? You know, it's the Jelly Podcast. Everything you wanted to know about jam, but were afraid to ask, right? And then your logo and your website address. You go to the jam convention and you pass those out. That's one way. And their business cards are like less than a nickel a piece. You can go into Microsoft Word and make your own brochure. I've been cheating. This is dumb. Can I tell you a dumb thing I've been doing? It's dumb, but I had a speaking engagement and I made a bunch of these brochures in Microsoft Word. It looked pretty cool. but I had a bunch left over. And now when I go to get gas, you know, they always have the application on the fuel dispenser. They have this application thing, a little plastic gizmo where you can take it out and apply for their credit card. Yeah, after I pump gas there, yeah, that's typically filled with about five of these little trifold pamphlets so that the next person that pumps gas can learn about podcasting. Now, that is horrible, by the way, podcast promotion. Why? Because I don't know that that's my fan. I don't know that that's my potential audience. I have no idea who's pumping gas. I'm not making friends with them, and but I'm telling them about my podcast. So I've skipped steps one and two. That's why shotgun podcast marketing is typically not very effective. It could be, you know, you never know. But I've got these things left over, and I'm like, you know what? Here, I'm just going to throw a couple here. I've heard of people that have gone in with, speaking of shotgun, well, not really shotgun marketing, but you'll go with they used to be called Funtac. It's like this little, like, snot that comes in like a little stick. And you could take that, put it on the back of a business card, and stick that. If you go into a library, and I got a lot of angry letters the last time I mentioned this one, go into a library and or a bookstore and put your, you know, maybe don't use the snot thing. Just stick it in your book. Spam a library, because that's really what it is. And again, that one, you kind of have found somebody who's interested in your topic, but you're not making friends with them. So again, If you skip that step of making friends with people, it's not going to be as effective. So there are all sorts of ways you can just litter and put things all over to promote your podcast. But in the end, it's about making a connection with somebody, which is one of the great things about a podcast. Now, the other thing that I don't do very well in this podcast is I don't tell people to tell people. So I'm asking you now, if you wouldn't mind, if you know somebody else that might be thinking about starting a podcast, can you do me a favor? Could you tell them about the School of Podcasting? Because there are a fair amount of people who are listening to you right now, and typically birds of a feather flock together. And if you wouldn't mind, just, you know, tell a friend, anybody, just tell one. You don't have to do a bunch. Just tell somebody about this podcast. And if somebody's looking to start a podcast, say, hey, you know what? There's this guy, Dave Jackson. He has the site to start a podcast on. And if you don't have a website yet, you could even do this quick start thing. Go out to his website, click on quick start. You'd be amazed. You can actually get into the school for free. It's awesome. Just tell him that. Be great. I would be greatly appreciated. In fact, if you are a podcaster and if you are interested in affiliate marketing, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/partners with an S and sign up. And if you refer people to the School of Podcasting, I will actually give you a commission for that. That's how I don't advertise, but I do have an affiliate program. So if you're interested in that as well, because if you're going to be telling people about the School of Podcasting, you might as well get paid for it in case they sign up. Why not? It's a beautiful thing, right? So if you're unhappy with your numbers, and all you've done, now you can do things like, you know, you can put it in iTunes, you can put it in Miro, you can put it in BlackBerry, you can put it in Zune. But after that, it's about going out and finding your audience and talking to them. And I wish I had the answer how you can just do this one thing and get 1,000 new subscribers. It just doesn't exist. Now, unless you go in front of an audience of 10,000, okay, so there you go. All you got to do is find an audience of 10,000 people and get in front of them and explain about why they should listen to your podcast. That would be the other thing you can do. Go back and look at your about page and make sure it is explaining how people will benefit if they listen to your podcast. You know, this podcast features tips and tricks for people looking to start a podcast, right? Then put a little paragraph about you, because in the end, it's all about your audience. And learning about me isn't really going to help them, but learning about this podcast might help them, because I'm assuming they want to know about podcasting. So look at your about page. That can help. That's from the book by Michael Hyatt, called Platform. He says his About page is one of his most useful pages. And then look at the description in iTunes or any other place you list it, and be sure to write it in a way that anybody that reads that goes, oh, this is how I'm going to benefit if I listen to this podcast. But if you think you can just build it and they will come, I have never, ever said, if you just start a podcast, that's all you need to do is record the audio and put it out. I have never said that. And if you're listening to some marketing guru, because there are plenty of snake oil salesmen out there that will take your money, they will take a lot of your money, and they will say, all you got to do is start a podcast and you'll be seen as an expert. Now that's true. And you'll be do this and you'll do this. And that's all true. But what they're not telling you is it's work to grow an audience. And that's why you have to be passionate about your topic. But here's the beautiful thing. When you take the time and you talk to your audience and you are yourself and they connect with you because they like you and you publish on a regular basis and you deliver content that they can't live without and they give you content that they can do something with, or you give them content that affects them, it moves them, it makes them laugh, it makes them cry, it makes them groan, it gives them tools to work better, to work smarter, it makes them think. When you move them, they will, if you ask them, probably tell somebody about it. The other easy way to grow your audience, and we're going to wrap it up here because we're at 32 minutes, is think about doing interviews. Interviews, number one, are a way to, in theory, you're interviewing somebody who probably already has somewhat of an audience. So if I interviewed somebody that had a book about, I don't know, marketing your podcast, right? How do I grow my audience? Well, if somebody wrote a book on that, I would definitely interview them here. Because number one, I'm pretty sure you would be interested in that. And it always comes back to what you want. I could interview that person and hopefully that person has a audience. And that audience is interested in podcasting. So when they come over and listen to their friend get interviewed on this podcast about podcasting, hopefully some of them, but understandably not all of them, will then subscribe to this podcast. Hopefully some of them, but not all of them, will tell somebody about this podcast. It is a slow, that's what they call it, a long tail. And that just means you build relationships over time that are strong. Keith and the girl have been podcasting for going on 8 years now. Their audience is so loyal that they have gone from putting the Keith and the Girl tattoo on their body to having the Keith and the Girl logo branded on their body, as in branded. That didn't happen after their 12th show. So pick a topic that you're passionate about. Pick a topic that you're willing to talk about for free for a while. If you want to measure return on investment, for those of you that are doing this for business, offer something to measure. For instance, if you want to get 30% off at the School of Podcasting, use the coupon code LISTENER. And you know what? People are. That's how I know people are listening. I see that coupon come through and I go, hey, you know what? It's worth doing the podcast. If you're a business person, if you want to track return on investment, find some, because that the only way you will hear that coupon is through this podcast. You're a listener. That is not on the website anywhere. It's not in the newsletter. It's only because you are a listener. It's my way of saying thank you. So what did we learn today? What did you get out of this? Well, hopefully you learned that A, you can read your podcast, but it's going to hinder your ability to connect with them if it's just a podcast where it's just you. If you are doing something with a group or multiple hosts, that's fine. make sure you have some sort of chemistry. And again, you might want to ask yourself, how are you going to move people? What do you want people to do with the information? Then, once you do that, ask yourself, okay, I've got 10 episodes out. What am I doing to promote this podcast? Where is my audience? Where can I find them? Where can I go make friends with them? And then how can I tell them about my podcast and make it easy to find me? And mention your website, schoolofpodcasting.com. Mention your website, whatever it is, on your podcast. That was the other thing I noticed. The one podcast I listened to, they said on the blog. Well, realize somebody may be listening to this in iTunes. Somebody may be listening to another website somewhere. And you're listening to it and they go on the blog. And I'm like, well, that's weird. I'm listening on Clickstream, where somebody has scraped your RSS feed. And basically what this means, without getting too technical, people can put your podcast on just about any website they want, unless you go through and tell them, hey, don't do that. But consequently, if you don't say your website and they're listening to it on some website that's not your website, they're not going to know where to go to find the rest of it. Always mention your website. So that's going to do it. I could go on and on and on. I hope you got something out of this. I hope you understand maybe a little better on how to connect with your audience. I would love, we talk about time-shifted conversations. If you, what are your thoughts? Do you listen to any podcast that you know the host is reading? Let me know. Now, there are a couple different ways you can contact me. You can email me. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. If you're a dialing kind of person, it's 888-563-3228. If you're one of my Stitcher listeners, you can hear me on Stitcher Radio. You got your phone in your hand. Dial that number. While you're there, give me a thumbs up. That would be greatly appreciated. You can use the voicemail button. It's on the right-hand side of the screen. You can also leave a comment out at the blog. Because like I said today, for me, a lot of this is just my opinion. But I've got this opinion by reverse engineering to all the podcasts that I listen to. And so I'd like your input. I would love to hear what you think about podcasts that you know are reading to you, and do you feel you connect with them? Obviously you do because you're listening to them. Don't know. Would love to hear it. Again, you can leave, if you want to leave a comment, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/325. And that is going to do it for this week's episode. If you are thinking of starting a podcast, let me borrow your ear for about 30 seconds. Seriously, quit wasting your time. You can go to Google and there's all sorts of information about podcasting, but let me give you a clue on something. Podcasting has been around for almost 8 years now, and there's a lot of stuff out there that is really, really outdated. In fact, I mentioned this in my notes here. You go to podcastersroundtable.com. I was on this show. It was myself, Ray Ortega, Daniel J. Lewis, and Cliff Ravenscraft. And that's so basically four podcast consultants talking about FeedBurner. And we all kind of went, oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot about when we had to go feeds2.feedburner.com. And I forgot this and I forgot that. There's a lot of things that have changed in the 8 years. And you can Google search podcasting, but there's a really good chance you're going to find something that's outdated. You're going to find things that may make you start a podcast the hard way. I have been there. I have done that. I've helped hundreds of people start a successful podcast. And I would love to help you. So go over to schoolofpodcasting.com and you can click on the big giant join button there in the upper right-hand corner. If you don't have a website yet, you can actually get access to the tutorials for free. Click on the quick start guide or just send me an email with the phrase quick start in the subject line and I will explain more about that. It's basically you order your web hosting through me. I earn a commission. That commission pays for your access to the School of Podcasting. I set up WordPress. I set up the plugins for you. You basically get going really, really quick that way. So thank you so much for listening. If you do feel so inclined, hey, tell somebody about the School of Podcasting. I would deeply appreciate that. And I look forward to hearing your comments. So the ball is in your court right now. And whether it's voicemail, email, you know, speak pipeline comments, I want to hear your thoughts on people that read their podcast, because I just know for me, it doesn't do it. What about you? Thanks for listening. Hope to see you on the inside when you join the School of Podcasting. Until then, class is dismissed.